We're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble.
Rudy's revelation.
The new world order.
This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that it's a conspiracy there?
Hey everyone. Respect. Welcome to the podcast. It is January 11th, 2024. While Chris Christie is out and Trump is still crushing. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Most of you probably already know that Chris Christie was caught on a hot mic saying that Nikki Haley is going to get smoked. I mean, they're 30 points behind or something. Why anybody would even be watching the debate between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis is beyond me. I'm also going to weigh in on the secret tunnel at the Hasidic synagogue in New York City because the Associated Press had to come out with a report about conspiracy theories. So I'm going to weigh into that a little bit. Also, the establishment is brainstorming on what to do about populist political movements around the world. Also, Trump on Fox was calm and confident. If you didn't know, Trump was on a town hall at Fox with Brett Baer and Martha McCollum. he kind of tore them up because they really weren't that fair to him. So most corporate news organizations aren't, because you know Trump is a threat to the corporate establishment, or what the corporate oligarchy have established politically and otherwise. So don't forget to like and subscribe, share the podcast, and let's get into those headlines. All right, so first we're going to start out with the Associated Press. Fact-focused discovery of a tunnel at Chabad Synagogue spurs false claims and conspiracy theories. Now, I read this article. It's not really fair to go into it by Melissa Golden. So she sounds Jewish. So, of course, it's big conspiracy theories about Jews, all the, you know, right-wing conspiracy theories about Jews all the time, which I don't really deal in. News of the brawl between police and worshipers on Monday over a secret underground tunnel found connected to a historic Brooklyn synagogue was picked up quickly on social media, with posts spreading false claims about the passage, many laced with anti-Semitism. I don't know about that. People were just speculating why they were digging a secret tunnel. Now, to be fair, they broke through a wall. And if you didn't know, like New York City, there's all sorts of underground labyrinths in New York City, lots of closed down spaces and whatnot. So people have to understand that it wasn't really a tunnel. They broke through a wall and they found a open space and they followed the open space. And then it went through a tunnel and they guess they dug out a little bit of a tunnel, but it used to be an open space. It's kind of like, if you ever watched the movie Beneath the Planet of the Apes, it's kind of the same thing. There are all sorts of cavernous labyrinths in New York City, most of which have been closed down to public use, like in the New York City subways and Grand Central Station, and all there are all these labyrinths. So apparently some extremist Hasidic Jews at this Chabad Lubavitch World headquarters in New York City, they broke through and they were tunneling into other parts, other buildings, and so forth and so on. Nobody's really sure why. And nobody has really explained why. The head of the synagogue came out and said, oh, there's extremist students at the synagogue did this, but he didn't explain why. And nobody has an explanation, so leave it up to the crowdsourcing out on the internet to kind of figure it out. The conflict of the Chabad Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City, which serves as a center of influence, a Hasidic Jewish movement, began when a cement truck arrived to seal the tunnel's opening. Proponents of the tunnel then staged a protest and ripped off the wooden siding of the synagogue. Police called the scene, ultimately arresting 9 people. Those supporting the tunnel said they were carrying out an expansion plan long envisioned by the former head of the movement, Mendel Schneerson. And you might not know who he is, but he's a long revered rabbi of Chabad Lubavitch. But that hasn't stopped proliferation of a social media post falsely suggesting that the passage is proof of illicit activities such as child sex trafficking. Now, the reality is it doesn't make sense why you would dig a tunnel underneath other buildings, other private property to expand the synagogue. Like they said, they broke through a wall and there are passages and whatnot. So it's hard to explain. But I'm not going to go into what the truth is about that because we don't really know. Were they really planning to expand the synagogue? Okay, fair enough. Why would they be digging a tunnel? There was some evidence of a tunnel. It was hard to say with the pictures what actually. It looked like they were digging. Hard to say exactly what they were doing. They say they were planning to, you know, expand the synagogue. Whatever, good for them. Whatever they were doing was unpermanent and illegal. But they go off on this long tangent about conspiracy theories and child trafficking and whatever. And I'm going to get into that just a little bit. Politico magazine also published just recently Pizzagate, QAnon, and Epstein list, why far right is obsessed with sex trafficking. An expert on conspiracy theories explained why MAGA figures are embracing the latest twist in the Jeffrey Epstein saga. Epstein didn't kill himself. We all know that by now. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just the reality that, you know, it's just, there's no such thing as coincidences. Cameras don't malfunction. Guards fall asleep all at the same time it takes to choke somebody out. So, and then you have an independent person, an independent pathologist, William Bodden, go in and said the injuries on Jeffrey Epstein were not consistent with hanging yourself. A day before the so-called Epstein list was supposed to drop, far-right conspiracy theorists buzzed with excitement over the expectation that it would crucify prominent figures on the left of their involvement in sex trafficking, is a widely popular notion in the world where Pizzagate and QAnon fantasies run rampant. Okay, it was sex trafficking of young teen girls, 15, 14 years old. It appears mostly for blackmail operations, but a lot of prominent people did go to the Epstein Island and visited Epstein at his home in New York and other places. And apparently Epstein was also working on some sort of clandestine repopulation, genetic repopulation effort in New Mexico. He had an office at MIT, and a lot of scientists were interested in the research he was conducting. Okay, so there's no need to sideline conspiracy theories about what we know of the truth. But Politico, goes on to say the truth, of course, was far different. The material made public in federal court last week, with more now being released, wasn't some kind of Jeffrey Epstein client list. It has been speculated online. It was actually documents from a court case filed by one of Epstein's victims that did include people's names, but provided little new information on whether they knew or participated in Epstein's heinous crimes. The actuality is people were named, but they were buried in a list of stuff we already know, and with incidental names. So it's called a document dump in case law, where in discovery, which all the evidence that the prosecution has in a certain case, they have to share with the defense. There's supposed to be no surprises. If any of you have watched My Cousin Vinny, you'll know this, that in discovery, they have to give you everything. But what they do is they give you everything. So they give you boxes and boxes of information, incidental and otherwise, that they've collected. They don't pick out the exact stuff they're going to use. You have to supply the defense with a client with a witness list, but that also can be peppered because the prosecution can decide not to call witnesses at any time. So that's what they do here, is they give you a data dump of stuff, and then you don't know who some of the clients may or may not be. We have through visual evidence, that's very likely Prince Andrew was seen there with girls as Bill Clinton is in photo evidence. So Politico magazine called up Mike Rothschild. I mean, of the Rothschild dynasty, really? Author of Storm is Upon Us, How QAnon Became a Movement, Cult, Conspiracy Theory of Everything, and Jewish Space Lasers, The Rothschilds, and 200 Years of Conspiracy Theories. Like the Rothschild banking cartel, which has existed for centuries, shouldn't be looked upon as influencing world events and using dialectical influence to change world events and to control the synthesis. We all know this. So this is who Politico contacts Rothschild pointed to, a toxic stew of age-old anti-Semitism. Now, you have to understand about something about the Rothschilds is that they're secularist Jews. They don't go to synagogue. They pray, and they have, just like Epstein did, you have temples, but we don't know who the fuck they're praying to. Now, if you know anything about history, that the Hebrews often worship Baal and other satanic religions and were chastised by God, Jehovah, for doing so. So the Hebrews didn't have a clean track record throughout the Bible and the Old Testament. And they're dabbling in Kabbalism and other mysticism, which they got from Babylon and other mysticism cults. This is, if you know your religious history, you know all this. So the Rothschilds and a lot of rabbinic Judaism, but the Talmud and all this stuff, and I'm not getting the fact is, historically, Jews have, and then we have historically, the Jews dealing in mysticism for good or for bad. And what you know about the Black Cube and Satanism, if you can make that connection, you know, go to town. Now, I'm not labeling Jewish people, religious or otherwise, Satanists, but there is a thread there. And there's a particularly disturbing thread with secular Jews involved in the spread of communism and other atheistic political forms. I'm not going to digress anymore into that. Politico goes on to say Donald Trump pops up in the documents, including some released Monday, but that's typically not a problem for his hardcore supporters, as most conspiracy theories adherents create their own reality. The conspiracy theories are that new released documents is going to be the final thing that brings down the elites, sex trafficking cabal, blah, 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 running the world for 6,000 years. This is it's about child sacrifice. But let's get into, and because I've studied these movements for a long time, I know that these movements really revolve around the idea that there will be some document or memo or at least recording and will finally be the thing that finally ends the evil grip of the New World Order. And it never does. There's always a move to the next one. Blah, blah, blah. All right. So you have the Rothschilds deciding what a conspiracy is. Now, as I said many times, the New World Order isn't a group. It's an agenda. Opposed to the old world order. And all it is, all it means is transforming from the way the old world was doing things and the order of the elites who control things. And this particularly came into view when the merchant class wanted to displace monarchism. And so you have to understand where all that comes into view. So that's the reality of New World Order, supposed to the Old World Order. And there have been many transformative spaces and time where this happened. So let's just get on with what the conspiracy surrounding the Chabad Lubavitch was about. If you didn't know, Ghislaine Maxwell, who was part of the child sex trafficking, which is proven, it's not a conspiracy theory, it was indeed a conspiracy between Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, was born a Jew. Now, was he a practicing Jew? Became a secular Jew, most likely, but he was involved with the Mossad in a blackmail operation involving child rape, or however you want to call it, pedophilia, the same thing of luring prominent people to having sex with underage girls for blackmail purposes. Now, it seems that his daughter got together with Jeffrey Epstein to continue this sort of plan, or you could call it a conspiracy. Now, the Times of Israel reports Ghislaine Maxwell said receiving prison benefits by touting Jewish heritage. Now, she doesn't claim she's a Jew, but she has Jewish heritage because her dad was born a Jew. Now, they never practiced. They didn't go to synagogue or anything like that. Like I said, they're secular Jews. Assistant to Jeffrey Epstein. No, she was a co-conspirator. She wasn't assistant. She wasn't getting coffee and typing memos. She was actually the recruiter for the sexual operation. But especially because Epstein, also of Jewish heritage, simply because of his name, you know, again, whether it's the Rothschild or the Times of Israel or any Jews, they went, there's nothing to see here. Now, is there a thread into Judaism of trafficking or sex trafficking? Well, what I could say is Cabal, or what Baalism was, or Satanism, when they sacrifice children to Moloch, there's a thread there. Child sacrifice in Judaism, even in the early Testament, Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son. So there was child sacrifice, at least in the mindset of people back then, and Hebrews. So Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite who was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Jeffrey Maxwell, his father was Jewish, but did not publicly identify as Jewish previously and is not considered Jewish under traditional Jewish law. News reported that The Sun, the British newspaper, that Maxwell has been rewarded with better food and more time off work. And who provided... The nonprofit that is providing services to Maxwell at the Federal Correctional Institute in Florida is called Reaching Out. According to The Sun, it is one of several organizations operated by people affiliated with the Chabad Lubavitch movement, which is located in New York. You know, and of course. Now, I tried to get to this other article forever, and now it's reloading, obviously, and we're never going to get to it. Just like what happened yesterday I was trying to get to information and articles, particularly the Gateway Pundit, regarding the attorney generals of 13 states that wrote a letter to the Biden administration saying that Lake City Ammo, which produces ammunition, mostly AR-15 ammunition for the Army, the federal government, is also makes that ammunition publicly available, because there are no laws that say that AR-15 ammunition is illegal. So there is a link between Ghislaine Maxwell and Chabad Lubavitch. Now, Chabad is also one of the most extensive purveyors of services to Jewish prisoners across the United States. So there's that. So that's where, and I'm not advocating for this conspiracy theory, but there's that. Not to mention, Ghislaine Maxwell's Jewish by heritage. And so is Jeffrey Epstein. Whatever. Well, did the tunnels under the Chabad Lubavitch synagogue in New York City have anything to do with child trafficking? I doubt it. But that's where the conspiracy... But saying they aren't conspiracies... Now, here's also from the time of Israel. I'm going back a bit. This is from July 22nd of last year. So, surprise blockbuster Sound of Freedom echoes anti-Semitic QAnon conspiracies. Thriller's ideology draws a blood libel canard, experts say. Who's the expert? Is it Rothschild? And star Jimmy Caviezel has floated anti-Jewish conspiracy theories while promoting the film. Now, the reason I get into this is always when people, thou hast protest too much, is when people come out and say, it's all a conspiracy theory, this is all crazy nonsense, I tend to say, hey, wait a second, why are you jumping to the defense of shit that actually exists? Now, there's nothing in this movie that is fictionalized. This apparently is a true story of a guy and joined an organization, the Underground Railroad, to rescue children from child sex trafficking. So, as in with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, who's not an assistant, who was a co-conspirator and actually a recruiter of young women to perform, underage women, call them women, you could call them girls, or under 18, and in a lot of cases they were under 16, recruit them for sex work. Now, they did it under their own volition, and they were compensated, they were paid, but in the United States, it's illegal. That's why he went to the Virgin Islands, where it's illegal also, and there was a settlement between the Virgin Islands and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, who facilitated this. Now, I'm not going to go into the Jewish banking or anything like that, and I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic. I'm just saying that there's something here. Now, if you didn't see the interview with Tucker Carlson and Jeffrey Epstein's brother, who wasn't shown in the interview, but during the interview, and here Mediaite reports, Jeffrey Epstein's brother accuses Bill Barr of covering up his sibling's death. Who was Bill Barr protecting? Indeed, Bill Barr knew Jeffrey Epstein from the elite private school that they both worked at, apparently, or that they both have connection to. Now, Bill Barr said he went to the jail where Jeffrey Epstein died, and it's very likely that he was involved in the cover-up. He said there's nothing to see here. They were malfunctioning cameras. There were asleep guards. A high-profile inmate died, was murdered, and actually survived an attempted strangling a month before. I mean, it's like they just wave their hand and say nothing to see here is a bunch of bullshit. Now, I got a lot of other news to go through, so I'm going to try to speed it up. The Straits Times, Polish ex-minister on hunger strike as populists denounce political arrest. Now, what if you don't know what happened in Poland, there was a democratically elected new government that was socialist versus there for a long time, the long time ruling party was right wing, was conservative, traditionalist to be more. So they resisted all the immigration, all the Muslim immigration and all this stuff. And so somehow they got upended, the long-serving party. Now, most of the Polish folks are conservative. So you have to try to think of why a mostly conservative country all of a sudden would elect a left-wing government. So what does the left-wing government do, as much as what you saw in Brazil, is they start arresting the right-wing members of parliament. Poland thrown, and this is from Bloomberg, Poland thrown to political chaos after arrest of two lawmakers. I'll just read the lead. Police arrested two former ruling party officials who were holed up at the presidential palace as a constitutional crisis escalated 3 months after a pro-European party won in a pivotal parliamentary elections. I'll just go on to read, the unprecedented development comes as Prime Minister Donald Tusk, whose pro-European Union alliance won power in October ballot, tries to reverse years of democratic backsliding. And this is Bloomberg reporting. Obviously, it wasn't democratic backsliding as much as it was traditionalist adherence, which have led to the suspension of nearly 60 billion euros in EU aid, much as what the European Union did to Viktor Orban in Hungary. Because anybody that resists the socialist onslaught is going to be punished. I'll just keep on reading. The arrests of the presidential palace late on Tuesday are likely an open, fresh conflict between the government and President Andrzej Duda, an ally of the former populist administration, who has veto powers over legislation. Tusk needs his consent to quickly reverse contested changes in judiciary and access blocked funds. So what they do is the parliamentary elections is that you cobble together a government with what you can. And so, which has become pro-European Union, more socialist leaning, and they're changing all, changing the democratic backsliding, which is, it wasn't socialist backsliding in a traditionalist conservative government. They were changing the laws. So now as soon as the leftists come in, they want to change it all back. And so under protest, some of the conservative members of parliament went into the presidential palace and then were arrested. Polish lawmakers arrested inside presidential palaces. Showdown between new and old ruling parties intensifies. Indeed, and this really has a lot to do with it. And a lot of people think that the elections were rigged because that has a lot to do with progressing the war in Ukraine. Let's get on to more domestic political news. Chris Christie ends his Republican presidential bid, criticizing his rivals on his way out. She's going to get smoked, reports Mediaite. Hot Mike catches Chris Christie trash-talking Nikki Haley live at town hall event. UPI reports, Donald Trump calls for stronger border energy independence during Iowa town hall. If you didn't see this with Britt Baer, they constantly tried to catch him on, hey, you said you were going to be a dictator and you said you were going to go after your political rivals. And he went against that. He said, I'm not going to have time for retribution. Trump says at town hall, the town hall on Fox News with the former president's counter programming as Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis debated on CNN. The debate doesn't matter. They're not going to win the nomination. And if you saw the town hall, you saw that there was support there for Trump. There were other people who were allowed to ask questions that were going to caucus for Ron DeSantis. I don't think there was anybody there that said they were going to caucus for Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is a warmonger, establishment candidate. She's a neoconservative. She said that she was influenced heavily by Hillary Clinton, and then she went on when she said she was getting into politics, then she had to decide what party to join. So she's obviously neoconservative, which means liberal. And I always speak of this in the fiscal spectrum of politics, is if you're liberal, that's what a neocon is a supposed Republican, a person in the Republican Party that says they're conservative, yet they are for spending. And most neoconservatives said, well, we're not for social spending. We're for spending on the military, but spending is spending, and you can't be a conservative. Just like they say, Trump is right wing. He's not right wing because he spends. He's moderate. He's a moderate Republican. You know, you could even say he's a liberal. So this is from the New York Post. View co-host Whoopi Goldberg says Trump would round up and disappear journalists and gay people, which is more. It's all political propaganda. It's all political propaganda. Sorry to move on. A Washington Post: Biden holding private meetings at White House to reassure supporters. This isn't to reassure supporters. This is the Washington Post. This is a CIA publication. Biden holding private meetings at White House to reassure. He is getting his donors together to decide what the fuck they're going to do. Is it something they could cheat their way out of? And unlikely, no. And that is the big conundrum here is, it looks like they're coalescing behind Biden because Biden isn't relinquishing his candidacy and they don't have anybody else that's going to win. Is there a dark horse that could maybe get involved? Sure, people are talking about Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom getting involved. Yes, but no. The big left-wing donors, which are big money, it's the establishment that left the Republican Party for, most of them left the Republican Party to push DEI and all this other shit. The reality is, this is the brainstorming session. What now they're developing what they're going to do. I'm not speculating on what they're going to do, but they're trying to figure out how they're going to get across the finish line. Even though the polling shows that they're going to lose. So if it were a fair election, they would lose. So they're trying to develop, what are they going to do? So they're talking with Biden, they're talking with the White House, they're trying to figure out, should we launch another bio attack? And that's in the cards, mind you. Or what else could we do? Also, Politico reports the Chinese military and the Pentagon get together. Washington and Beijing re-engage in military-to-military talks after long, tense delay. This is exactly what's going on in the White House now, is now going on in the Pentagon. Again, the Chinese, here is your synthesis. Chinese military and Pentagon getting together. What are they getting together for? They're trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to do. They haven't been together in 4 years. Right. That's when they got together to figure out how they're going to get rid of Donald Trump. And they launched a bio attack to get rid of him. And they employed Anthony Fauci, who was begging to launch a bio attack for his own reasons, for his connections with pharmaceuticals, so they could push the new mRNA technology, among other things, depopulation effort and genetic manipulation, for the simple purpose as of reducing life expectancy. Forbes: EU wants Taylor Swift's help mobilizing young voters for European Parliament elections. People have been talking about Taylor Swift as being a propaganda device, and now she's being enlisted by EU for those specific purposes, and she's been enlisted in the United States as a distraction, dating another establishment propagandist, this football player who goes around pushing the mRNA vaccination schedule, which is all against humanity. There's not, there's nothing to see here, right? There's not, no, don't worry. The COVID shots were working, what have you. They weren't working. And you know, there was another nefarious effort behind what they were doing. Business Insider: how building fake aircraft carriers and destroyers in the desert could be helping China better threaten the U.S. Navy. What they do is they build fake aircraft carriers to run drills on them, attack drills. So they're preparing for war while we're getting involved in DEI, which is the stupidest. is that the next article? Did I not have this article? Where's the Pentagon article on DEI? Did it make it through? A lot of times, here it is. No, yeah, this is something else to do. This is the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve staff underwent DEI training amid rising inflation. Documents show lessons feature transgender gingerbread man and warning against calling Jerome Powell chairman. It's all cultural subversion. Now, the ideological subversion has gone on quite some time ago. All the subversion ideological has happened already. And that's why you have a lot of the younger generation against the United States. Even though that the United States stands for freedom, they don't want freedom because it's mean or something. The Federalist reports swing states have a long way to go to safeguard the 2024 election. Indeed, and that's why they're brainstorming still. They can't vote. They can't pad the vote anymore, stuff the ballot, because that doesn't work. And that's why they have to delay introducing the ballots because they have to figure out how many votes Trump gets, and then they have to truck in the ballots after that. That's why that doesn't work. You have to have one day of voting, all with paper ballots, all at polling places, so there's a chain of custody for ballots. Filled out or otherwise. Blank ballots. There should be a chain of custody. You can't just mail out ballots through the mailing system and they turn up everywhere. If you didn't hear, the Wall Street Journal is reporting inflation edged up in December after rapid cooling most of 2023. The CPI rose 0.3% in December and was up to 3.4 from a year earlier. See, inflation is compounded. So like I said, it's 7 or 8%, and then the next year it was 6%, 6 to 7%, and now it's 4%, and now it's 3%. It's still high, and it's all compounded. That's why your prices will never come down. The inflation undermines the currency, so basically your dollar is worth less. And so, but things like gasoline can come down because if you produce more of it, it's going to decrease the price, and even with inflation, you'll be paying less than you're paying now. You probably heard about this story. This is the Washington Free Beacon. New York City forces students to go to remote learning as high school becomes migrant shelter. This is from yesterday when there was a storm here in the Northeast to get the migrants off the street. Now, what we don't know is have the migrants left the high school and have the students returned? I doubt it. So this might be... a stopgap measure. I'm not going to read the article because it's old. It's from the 10th. And today is the 11th. So we're not sure. Yeah, it doesn't say. To be clear, they moved from a tent city and an airfield. To be clear, the relocation is a proactive measure being taken out of abundance of caution to ensure the safety and well-being of individuals working and living at the center. Yeah, a lot of people say this is bullshit. And migrants returned from the school by 4:30 a.m. So they did return. The school's conversion to the show. So apparently they did return to the airfield at 4:30 a.m. So whoever's propagating that story on. And also this is from KEPR. Maine begins paying rent for homeless migrants. Maine has begun paying rent for homeless immigrants living in apartments located in the town of Brunswick. The state budgeted nearly $3.5 million to provide 60 migrant families in Brunswick with 2 years of rent. Holy shit. 60 families get $3.5 million in subsidy. Daily Mail millionaire con woman, 57, is accused of bilking U.S. Army out of $100 million, stealing cash from military youth programs, and splurging it on 31 homes. Wow. Well, that just goes because the military doesn't audit. There's so much money and so much graft is that the military doesn't bother to audit. And every time they do audit, it's like right before 9/11, there was an audit. And Donald Rumsfeld said, we're missing $3 trillion. Well, all the evidence was destroyed in the 9/11 attack. So there you go. Hollywood Reporter, AI threatens to crush news organizations. Lawmakers signal changes ahead. It doesn't matter. AI will continue to undermine jobs. Axios reports the rich now own a record share of stocks, which they always did. Percentage of U.S. households, equity, and mutual fund shares owned by the wealthiest 10% of the population has skyrocketed to 92%. So 10% of the population owns 92% of stocks. That's what I talk about when I talk about the investment class. And so like the stock market, the economy is doing great. Yeah, for the investment class, that's 10% of the population. Red State reports Ohio House overrides Governor DeWine's veto of bill prohibiting gender-affirming care to kids. So the bill will pass. Ohio, a strictly Republican state with a Republican governor who vetoed a bill prohibiting gender-affirming care for kids, and that means the state allowing kids under 18 to get mastectomies, etc., bottom surgery. And in other states, in other liberal states, in the New York State, guards beat and waterboarded prisoners in New York. And this is thanks to Kathy Hochul. This is what the authoritarian governor wants for you. And trying to end out here in what I reported yesterday, I know I've been going quite long here, Gateway Pundit, radical left New York AG Letitia James and 14 other Democrat state attorneys general signed letter asked Biden regime to ban military-grade ammunition on citizens. I'm not going to report on this, but I couldn't call up this Gateway Pundit. It wouldn't allow me to call up the article. I finally found it. I had to cut and paste the web address to get the article up because the Gateway Pundit wouldn't let me call up the article. And so they're suing the NRA, at least Letitia James in. And I will show you the letter here is inscribed, which is the, it's a document hosting site that I think you should subscribe to. It's like JSTOR. If you really want to find out, it's full of white papers and stuff. You really want to find out what's going on. These two sites host most documents, white papers. So it has the actual document here, State of New York, Office of the Attorney General, Letitia James. And you see what it goes on. It cites mass shootings and say that these mass shooters had AR-15 ammunition from Lake City Ammo in Michigan, and people shouldn't be allowed to access that ammo. I disagree, obviously. I'm a proponent for the Second Amendment, and I think you should be able to have a rifle and a semi-automatic rifle. The most popular one is an AR-15. It's not an automatic weapon. It's not a machine gun like you see in the movies. Most of you probably know it's just a rifle, semi-automatic rifle. And the good thing about the AR-15, it's miss and match. So you can change out the different barrel size. You can change out the caliber. It doesn't have to be .223 or .556. It could be 300 blackout or 9mm, whatever. And that you could use different manufacturers for the upper and lower receivers, you know, whatever, the stock, the charging handle, you know, all sorts of things. Ambidextric safeties. But it's not a machine gun. It's just a rifle. So I don't know what people are, you know, worried about. It's a carbine, whatever. You shouldn't worry. And you shouldn't worry about ammo and to have a rifle. See, the problem is they didn't make very much headway on the rifle that they don't like, which is the AR-15. And the problem with the rifle that they don't like is that it shoots far. It's not that you can go into a crowded room and shoot up a bunch of people. It's a shotgun would actually be better for that if you were planning to do such things. But it's that it can shoot far, so you can strike at a long distance. But there are not a lot of sniping events out there. So that's the reason they don't want it, is because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself from a long distance. So, or to fight back against tyrannical army or whatever. FBI. So I don't understand the fight against the AR-15. And they weren't very successful there, so they're going after the ammo now. And one of the best ammo makers is Lake City. And they do, if you're gonna buy 855, that's the best place to get it. All right, so for me, sorry it went long and a lot of news to cover. But that's it. Rudy's Revelation. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that? It's a conspiracy.
The New World Order.
Rudy's Revelation.